unhealthy for certain sensitive groups, such as children, the elderly, or those suffering from heart disease, asthma, or other lung diseases. If possible, people are urged to limit outdoor activity to the early or late hours of the day to avoid the most intense heat. In today's weather, it's currently about 87 degrees in New York and 98 degrees in D.C. That's all for your headline news this hour. For WPFW Washington and WBAI New York, I'm Darnia Samuels. Please be safe, and thank you for listening.
Gold Mary in the bag and tied around my neck for my protection. I'm walking around, big old sack on my back, coming in your direction. What kind of tea do you like? I got it. I'm the medicine man, herb from the land, yeah. Oh, I'm the herb man, come see me. Oh, I'm the herb man, you all come see me. Me, rosemary, calm your nerves, got peppermint leaf to get rid of my fever. I keep periwinkle to get some love now. Whoa, I got hug me clothes to make my backbone strong. Go. Cola tonic for my blood, dandelion for my bones, y'all. I can leave to keep away flies. Hot lady cayenne for my pressure. Oh, I'm the herb man, come see me. Oh, I'm the herb man, you all come see me. Get the children out the way now. No, you can't smoke this, sir. This is for salad. Yes, salad. Herb man.
And good afternoon. This is Dr. Theodore Watkins, and welcome to another program of To Your Health. To Your Health is a program that's designed not just to inform, but to actually help to change your life. And I am the moderator and host, and my able trusty assistant is Mr. Frank Smith. And welcome, Brother Frank.
Good afternoon, Doc.
I tell you, they say it's going to be 100 degrees out there today.
Oh, yeah.
It's hot out there, but it's pleasant in here, and we're excited to be on. You know, we've been looking at this whole process of change. And today, I thought we would talk about methodology, the methodology of change. Now, I've never done this before, but I'm going to encourage you to take notes. I'm going to encourage all the listeners to take notes. If you're serious about wanting to change, all right? If you're serious about wanting to change, you need to take notes. You may even want to listen to the program over a couple times and see if we're making some sense. You know, one of the first things we've talked about in the past, one of the first things that we want to do when we think about change is we need to know what we want to change into. All right. We need to identify what we want to accomplish. You know, if you want to lose 30 pounds, or more specifically, you want to get down to 135 pounds. You know, you weigh that most of your high school and college life. Is that where you want to get? Or if you're a brother, you want to get to you're six feet. You want to get to 175, 180. You know, what specifically do you want to achieve? You want to get off the blood pressure medication. You want to get off that diabetic medicine, you know, and you want to do so, Brother Frank, and still have a normal blood sugar, a normal blood pressure without medication. See, some people will get off their medicine and their pressure is all out of whack, you know, that's crazy. What is your goal? Do you want to become cancer free? You know, not just the cancer in remission. I mean, cancer out of your body. You know, no Indian thing. We need to identify specifically. But I spoke over the weekend at my church, Brother Frank. And I told people the first step, I want you to close your eyes and I want you to dream. I want you to envision what it is you want to accomplish. You know, we say that when we, that there's something wrong if you daydream. but it seems to me that the people that daydream run the world. So maybe they don't want any competition. So tell you got a dream. You got a dream. You have to identify what it is you want. And you got to meditate on it. You have to think about it. Not only what you want, why you want it, you know. So I have that I use with my patients, something called the four P's, Brother Frank.
Mm-hmm.
Four P's. What is your passion? What do you really want? I mean, you know, not a whole lot of different things. One thing, what is your passion? And then what is God's purpose for your life? Why are you here? You know, what's your purpose for life? You know, and then a plan, a written plan. You know, we spend more time planning an event or planning an outfit, you know, than do planning our lives.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, that's crazy.
Yeah.
And then the last thing, once you get the plan, you got to implement it. You have to produce it, you know. That's something that you need. And when you meditate and dream on this thing, it has to be specific, you know. It has to be specific, no generalities. You know, you want that blood pressure normal. You know, not just I want to be well. What do I want? I want to get rid of my pains, my back pains. I want to have more energy. I want to be able to sleep through the night. It's amazing how many people don't sleep. You know, amazing. How many people don't sleep or have poor energy? We need to be specific. And you may write a list and then you prioritize the list. You know, which one do you want to achieve first? You know, but you need a specific plan. You know, right. So I remember when we first talked, You talked about that liver cancer that you had.
Mm-hmm.
And you said that the way you started to reverse it was that you started to juice. How did you know that you needed to juice to reverse that liver cancer?
I researched, Doc.
You did what?
I researched.
you researched.
I prayed first, and then I researched. Mm-hmm.
So when you say you researched, what do you mean?
I started looking on the web and in books and for alternative methods. I knew that the quote traditional way, that means cut, burn, and shoot, that wouldn't work for me. I was already sick. So I started looking for healthy ways that would enhance life. And so I'm a computer guy, so I researched and found out there were several other people that had reversed their cancer and gotten rid of it naturally.
Now you were told you had 6% chance to live 6 months.
Mm-hmm.
That's like saying, just go on and die.
Yep.
Because 94% chance of dying in that 6 months.
Mm-hmm.
But you rejected that.
Because I told God I want to live. And I prayed about it. And he showed me, and I acted on it. I produced it, you know.
So you had a passion for living, but
yeah.
You didn't want to just live. You wanted to live to accomplish some specific things.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
All right. And so then when you started juicing, there had to be a plan for juicing.
Oh yeah.
You know, you had to know what to juice.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know what to juice? Do you just drink bottled juice?
Nope.
You had to actually get the fruits and the vegetables and juice them. Well, how did you find out how much to juice?
I researched. I hung around people like you. I hung around you. I learned. I had to go outside of my scope of knowledge.
So you had to recognize that you didn't know
exactly
how to get well.
Exactly.
But in order for you to get well, there had to be a plan. And so you systematically start doing research.
Mm-hmm.
Now, did you try to keep all this in your head?
No.
You actually wrote out a plan.
Wrote it down.
I imagine you wrote down what to juice, when to juice.
Yes, sir.
How much to juice, even how long to juice.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, it seems so simple, but it's not simple. You know, there has to be a plan. I'm calling it a methodology that we need to do if we want to get well. See, we say that we want to get well, but then our actions speak so loud that I can't hear nothing you got to say.
That's
right. Or better yet, your inaction. You know? Now, one of the things that I tell people is that if you want to reverse diabetes, and most people are saying if you can't do it, then you got to become an authority on how to reverse diabetes.
Come on, Doc.
All right? Because most of the doctors say you're going to be on medicine for the rest of your life.
That's right.
If you have high blood pressure, you're going to be on high blood. And you started with one medicine. You go to two. You go to three. Sometimes you even four medicines. You're on four medicines, and you're still hypertensive. And the doctor says that it's gonna get worse because your kidneys are gonna fail. You may have a heart attack,
dialysis,
strokes. It's like dialysis. All this stuff they're telling you, and you're saying in your mind, no, that's not where I see myself going. So you have to become an authority. And in order to become an authority, you must find, as you said, other authorities who've already done what you want to do, or at least have attempted, you know. It's all right to fail if you learn from failing.
Mm-hmm.
All right. And so some people will try and they almost made it, but they fail. But you can gain knowledge even from their failures. But you need to become an authority on reversing diabetes. You need to become an authority on how to bring your blood pressure down in normal limits without medication. You know, just stopping the medicine is not the answer.
That's
you
right.
know, you got to study to find out how. And you don't have to reinvent the wheel.
No.
You don't have to reinvent the wheel. When people you got already out there, Frank, you found that there were people who already had done it.
Mm-hmm.
And you patterned it. Well, first of all, it was somebody that you trusted. Because you can't listen to every, you know, there's a lot of fools out there. And life is precious. And so you have to be very careful who you listen to. You know, you have to be very careful who you listen to. And they need to have a track record, you know, that you can check out. I somehow got into research at a very early age, Brother Frank. And I like doing research.
Oh yeah. You still do it.
And I still do it. I still do it. And the thing is that it is through research that you can find out what works and what doesn't work.
That's right.
You know, and it's important to study. I tell folks, look here, the things that I recommend are things that have been proven to work. All right. Now, there are a few things that I've done that fortunately, God just showed me what to do, and I did them. But that's not the usual.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the usual is I study what has already been done. People have been reversing disease for eons, Brother Frank.
That's right.
You know? And one of the first places I tend to go is to my African brethren,
mm-hmm.
you know, and to my West Indian brethren who came from Africa, you know. I search there first, and I'll go to the Asians and to other folk, but I want to know what did they do in Africa.
Mm-hmm.
All right. I remember I was talking to one of my good buddies, and he was telling me that his grandmother was blind, and she got some herbs and reversed her blindness.
Wow.
I said, I need to go meet your grandmother. You know, because there are people, you know, the stuff that's been passed on from generation to generation. I found out late in life that my grandmother on my father's side was a midwife, an herbalist, and evangelist. I never knew that. You know, it's in the genes, man. It's in the genes, and they're. There are people who can pass the information on. You know, I recently had COVID. And I called my boy Sam.
Yeah.
Because Sam told me about some years, told us some years ago when COVID was at its height about this African brother in Uganda who came up with this COVIDex to reverse. And I saw it work. And so I called him. I said, I need me some, man. Yesterday, you know, and got it and started using it. And within a couple of days, I was much, much better.
Oh, yeah.
You know, mm-hmm. You know, just a couple of days. So, you know, it's we have to search out information from people who are authorities that you can trust. They're not just trying to take your money. They're not some charlatans, you know. You know, they're not just, they don't have a gift of gab, but they honestly have documented proof that what they're suggesting has worked in a number of different situations.
Mm-hmm.
I think we also need support. We need to find a buddy or two that wants to do what we want to do. You know, I'm so proud of my daughters. Just this past weekend, they went to Philadelphia to participate in a triathlon. Swimming, bicycle riding, running, jogging, triathlon. And what happened, one of my oldest daughter's best friends told her about it and told her, Kwana, you need to participate. And initially, Kwana was reluctant to do so, you know? Especially she, you know, I don't know about that swimming part, you know, but the her friend reminded her what a good swimmer she was.
Mm-hmm.
All right. And that we just need to get in shape and I will work with you. Well, then what did Kwana do? She went and told her sister, I'm going to participate in this triathlon. And she started telling her some of her best friends. And it ended up, there was about 12, 13 of them went down to Philadelphia. And they supported one another. They were this camaraderie, you know. They motivated. They supported. They exercised with each other, you know. Mm-hmm. They would get up 5 and 6 in the morning, you know, up and get out there together and exercise. I mean, it's amazing. We need that kind of support, accountability, somebody who's going to not just tell us what we want to hear, but in a loving way, tell us what we need to hear. All right? Tell us what we need to hear.
Doc, conversely, it's very important to do the opposite of these steps. In this case, you have to cut loose some friends.
Oh, man.
And family.
Preach, Frank. Preach, man.
Unbelievers, you know, you have to cut loose people that are eating wrong. And I don't care who it is, you know. We had a preacher, Dr. Snell. He said when he's trying to change, he shrinks his level of friends.
Yes.
His amount of friends.
he doesn't want any doubters around him.
Exactly.
You know, if you don't believe, get out the room. and that's especially important when you're trying to do something that's very difficult.
Yeah.
All right. That's very difficult. And you know, losing weight is not easy.
Mm-hmm.
Reversing diabetes and cancer and the complications of diabetes, the blindness, well, you can't reverse the amputation, you know, but you can reverse the kidney failure And in many cases, you can reverse the blindness.
Mm-hmm.
But you have to be around people who have a belief that you can do it. I was talking about a friend of mine from the projects. Matter of fact, he was my best friend, Junebug. You know, and I was about to take the MCAT. And Junebug was the first person ever to get a PhD in psych from Howard. At the time, he hadn't got his PhD. He was still working on it, but he had gotten his master's. He was working on his PhD. And I went to visit him. He was working at doing his research at NIH. And Junebug said, I told him I was getting ready to take the MCAT to get in medical school. And he said, Rocky, you're brilliant. You can do it. Now, other people could have told me that, and it wouldn't have had the same impact.
Mm-hmm.
But Junebug was my best friend.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
We spent hours together, talking, dreaming, you know, helping each other through. I remember when he went to junior high school. He wanted to go to college, and he thought he could do it through running, but he wasn't fast, you know, as some of the other guys. And so he found out that they needed somebody to run cross country. And he said, I'm going to do this, Rocky. And I helped coach him. I became an authority on how to run cross country, and we worked on that thing, and he became one of the top cross country people in junior high. Then when he went to high school, he started running the 2 mile.
Wow.
All right, because folks didn't want to run 2 mile, you know, and he became, by the time he was in college, he's one of the top 2 milers in the country. Brother, all right,
mm-hmm.
And so having watched him achieve and him having watched me achieve, for him to be able to say, Rocky, you can do it, meant a lot to me, all right,
mm-hmm.
And helped me to have more confidence in myself. I sort of believed I could do it, but for your friend who knows you to tell you that, it's important.
Yeah, it's reinforcing.
It's reinforcing. And like you said, you got to stay away from those folks who I remember I wanted to get a job at NIH. All right. And a friend of mine, good person, told me there's a hiring freeze in the government. You're not going to get a job at NIH. I said, yes, I am. Well, if you get a job, the best you're going to get is a GS-5, because that's what I am. I said, I'm not accepting a GS-5. You know, I mean, I got offered 2 permanent jobs the same day, Frank.
Wow.
GS-7. All right. So I'm not taking a GS-5. Well, that's what I am. I don't care what you are. I'm not going to be that. You know, you have to believe in yourself. You have to surround yourself with people who believe in you. You need to come up with a plan. You know, what you're going to do. And then you got to come up with a schedule. When are you going to do it?
Mm-hmm.
You know? You had to know when you were going to juice, Frank.
Yep.
You know, how much you were going to juice, what you were going to juice. All right. That's important as far as the implementation of the project, of the plan. And then you got to monitor your progress. All right. And that includes successes and failures. Why is it important to monitor your failure, Frank?
you want to know how to reverse it. You want to know
what don't work.
Yeah, what don't work. So yeah. You can try something else.
Yeah. And you want to find out why it didn't work.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, there's power in failure, man. Why did not succeed here? All right. Part of the methodology, you know, evaluating, monitoring, you got to find out what tool you're going to use to monitor.
Mm-hmm.
You don't use a finger stick to monitor blood pressure. Brother Frank, you got to get a blood pressure cuff. And I'm amazed at how many people who come here to my office to see me, to tell me that they want to get off blood pressure medicines and don't have a blood pressure cuff.
Don't have it. Don't use it.
Don't monitor your blood pressure.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, how are you going to know where you are if you're not looking? I see a number of people who want to get off the diabetic medicines and actually who get off the diabetic medicines, but they aren't monitoring their blood sugars.
Yep.
I said, you can't be my patient if you're not going to monitor. Because I ain't going to jail, you know, for practicing crazy medicine.
That's right. You got a partner in this thing.
You got to monitor yourself.
Mm-hmm.
You got to know what's working. And what I was talking to our friend, Dr. Wesley, you know, his father delivered well, two of our children and would have delivered the third. And she come in time. I was talking to his son and he said that you know, using the continuous glucose monitor, one of the things it not only tells you what your blood sugar is, it tells you how you react to various foods.
Mm-hmm.
That's why in our diabetes program, you got to have a continuous glucose monitor, because you need to have the best information. So you'll know, you know, I may eat one thing and it will bring my sugar down. You eat the same thing and it takes your sugar up, because we respond differently. You may be allergic to it. And if you're allergic to it, it's going to cause your sugar to go up, you know, or your blood pressure to go up. So it's important to monitor yourself, you know,
mm-hmm.
And you got to know how frequent you need to monitor, you know, how frequent, you know, if you're diabetic, you need to monitor at least once a day. Mm-hmm. And initially I tell my patient, I want you to monitor two or three times a day. Because
yep.
I want you to see exactly where you are. And once again, if you got that continuous glucose monitor, you don't have to keep sticking yourself.
Mm-hmm.
But Dr. Watkins, I'm not on insulin, so my insurance company won't pay for it. So what?
Yeah.
Buy it yourself.
Yeah. That's
you're
right.
You're worth investing in yourself. You know what I'm talking about, Frank?
Yeah. Oh, you know? Yeah. It's important to say here, right at this point, Doc, that you're going to spend your resources to get well if it's important to you.
Yes.
You absolutely, and then I'm talking about time, I'm talking about money, I'm talking about any resources that you have, you're going to spend those as to get well. Otherwise, you're not gonna spend anything.
Right.
You're gonna be so sick, you're not gonna want to do anything.
And the I went to the store yesterday to buy a few things.
Mm-hmm.
And a couple of things I bought were, you know, I bought some bread. I bought some other stuff. I mean, now I buy good bread.
Oh, yeah.
And so, you know, it was organic. It was whole grain, whole multi-grain bread. But it was expensive.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
I bought some fruit.
Mm-hmm.
It was inexpensive. I said, wait a minute. Why is the fresh stuff cheaper than the processed stuff? It's amazing. The cabbage, I mean, the lettuce, the onions,
mm-hmm.
that's going to get you well, are cheaper than the processed stuff.
That's right.
Man, I said, man, people need to know that they have the resources. They need to just use the resources appropriately. All right?
Yeah.
And that gets us to the plan. You got to have that written plan. You know, you got to write the plan down. Then you must implement. You must produce your plan.
Mm-hmm.
You must produce the plan, Frank.
Yeah.
If you don't produce the plan, I wrote, and I got excited after I wrote it. Without production, your dream becomes a nightmare.
Exactly. Exactly.
Without production, your dream becomes a nightmare. And so this methodology is to help you to produce. All right? Now, I don't know if you can see if our phones are working. There were some difficulties in the past, but I believe they're going to be working today. So we want our listeners to give us a call with what other things would you include in the methodology? All right, your methodology for change. What other kinds of things would you include? The number is 202-588-0893. 202-588-0893. Give us a call with what things are important as far as the methodology of change. You know, the methodology. What is the approach that you're going to make for change? It's not enough to say, I want to change. There has to be a method to your madness.
Practice it. Yeah.
Yes. There has to be a method to your madness.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Now, we talk a lot about the foods that we eat. You know, what foods are you going to eat? You know, what exercise are you going to do? When are you going to exercise? Where are you going to exercise? You know, all those things are important. With the heat as it is now, when's the best time to exercise, Frank?
In the morning.
In the morning.
Mm-hmm.
In the morning is the best time to exercise. You get out there early in the morning. And you get your walk in, you get your jogging, you know, walking and jogging, I think are the best. But, you know, if you can't, get a little bicycle in, but walking, jogging. But you need to put that as part of the methodology, you know.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Part of your methodology. Mm-hmm. And then you got to monitor even the exercise.
Oh,
you know,
yeah.
you don't want to get out there. Trying to run a mile and you can't even walk a mile. You know?
Start slow.
Start slow.
Mm-hmm.
I tell my patients, I never want you to get tired. I never want you to get tired. So part of the methodology is understanding the ins and outs of exercise, the ins and outs of nutrition. You know, with my, I can't, you know, when you came to me with cancer, you know, you were already juicing, but that was the thing that we recommended. You got to juice. And I don't remember how much you were juicing then, but I remember I told you, I want you to juice 10 to 13 glasses of juice a day. And you did it.
Yep.
Because that was part of the methodology. Mm-hmm. All right. The number is 202-588-0893. That's 202-588-0893. Give us a call with your questions, your comments on methodology. All right. On methodology. You know, there has to be a method to the madness. It seems mad to a person who has no method.
That's right.
You know, see, if you have no method, it's mad because you've been told it can't happen.
Let me insert a comment, Doc, while we're waiting for a call. It's important to know you don't start off running in this plan, in this methodology. You'll get better each step you take.
Yes.
Don't down yourself for failing. You'll get better at it and keep working at it. You'll get better at dropping stuff and adding on new routines. Trust me, I had to do it. Everybody that has to change, you have to do it. You know, you get better at it. Something God does. He sees you serious and he gives you the tools.
Yeah. And then you, and you, and what happens is when you start doing it, you recognize that I'm serious.
Oh, yeah. That's right.
And you start seeing results. I tell folks, don't do what I say because I'm a nice guy. Do it because it works and it works for you. Now, if it's something difficult, it's not going to change overnight. It's not going to change overnight. But you'll start seeing results.
Mm-hmm.
In a short time.
That's right. That's right.
It may be small, but if you can't recognize small change, big change will never come and grab you, friend.
Just keep at it. Just keep at it and get better at it.
Yeah, people 200 pounds overweight want to lose 50 in a week.
It's not happening.
It ain't going to happen. It ain't going to happen.
It didn't happen. Gaining that weight.
You didn't gain it overnight.
Mm-hmm.
You're not going to lose it overnight.
That's right.
But you can lose it. So you need to find people who've lost 50 pounds, who've lost 100 pounds. Because many of our listeners are 100 pounds overweight. That's if you're crazy. 5 feet and you weigh 200 pounds, you are 100 pounds overweight.
Morbidly obese.
That's morbidly obese. And don't beat up on yourself because you're overweight.
That's right.
All right. Get excited and start pulling out some pictures when you weren't overweight. You know?
And if you can't find friends or you can't find somebody, there's always the internet. There's always YouTube. There's TikTok. You know, there's a number of places. I can think of several people. Chef AJ lost a bunch of weight. Chuck Carroll weighed 400 pounds.
Yes.
And both of them are advocates. They teach people how to lose weight.
So, I remember, I think it was on Oprah. These ladies who had lost a couple hundred pounds. And this one lady that really I was drawn to, she went to the cemetery and walked in the cemetery.
Wow.
She walked in the cemetery, but she said people wouldn't be there laughing at her.
Oh, man.
Mm. All right. Because she was over 400 pounds and people would laugh at her. But when she go to the cemetery, you know, we ain't going to no cemetery. And she'd walk in the cemetery. And that really, I was impressed with her desire to do. You have to have a burning desire.
Oh, yeah.
But also a belief in yourself.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm a winner. And what I don't know, I can learn. All right?
That's right. That's right.
What I don't know, I can learn. I can develop a methodology. All right? I can learn the methodology that's already out there.
Mm-hmm.
And I can put it into practice. And when you do one in medicine, they say you see one, you do one, you teach one.
Mm-hmm.
All right? You see one, you do one, you teach one. And I remember my freshman year, I told one of my best friends, Ed. He was a senior. I was a freshman. And I said, Ed, I can't learn all this stuff, man. You know? He said, they don't expect you to learn it all in the first year. You're going to see the same thing over and over again. And by the fourth year, I was laughing. Ed, you're absolutely right, man. Repetition is the essence of learning. And so that's you right. Get people who've achieved and you get on their coattails,
mm-hmm.
and you don't give up and you believe in yourself. You believe in your dreams. All right. Your dreams are important. You have to believe in your dreams. And it's so exciting. We just have a couple minutes, but I think we have a caller on. The number is 202-588-0893. Let's quickly go to our phones. Just call her. You're on the line.
Dr. Watkins, Brother Frank.
Yes.
This is Barry.
Hey, Barry.
I want to just let you all know, Dr. Watkins, you gave me something that was essential when I talked to you. And that was you gave me hope.
Mm.
Hope.
Yes.
That it could be done.
Yes.
Hope to believe once again in myself.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember quite distinctly, I said, Dr. Watkins, I can only walk one block. You said, but just keep on walking. And when you get tired, stop and walk some more.
Mm-hmm.
And I went from one block in the morning to 34 blocks every morning.
Wow.
Mercy. Now, see, I could tell you that because that was part of my methodology. All right. You walk until you start to get tired. You stop. You rest. You walk until you start to get tired. You stop. You rest. You walk until you start to get tired. You quit. Stop and quit and come back the next day. And you did it.
That's it.
I didn't believe I could. But you believed that I could, which
Man.
Made me believe that it was possible, which was yes. hope.
Yes, yes. Hope is very, very important. Hope and you have to believe in yourself or you have to find somebody who believes in you until you
I
can believe
you
in yourself.
I have you to thank for that.
Well, I thank you.
Thank you, Barry. But you did it.
Okay.
You did it.
Yeah.
Have a good day.
And that's why I keep telling people I can believe it for you, but I can't do it for you.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
And you did
Absolutely.
It, and I'm so proud of you. I'm proud of you, man.
But the secret was I got rid of all the inflammation in my body so that I could do it.
Yes,
yeah.
sir.
The inflammation.
Because the inflammation
causing a lot of
me
problems.
Me not to do it.
Yes.
The other problem, the other situation was it allowed me to sleep better at night so I could sleep for full 8 hours.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Everything just came right in place like you said it would if I kept at it.
Yep.
See, the key thing is that the natural method is holistic. It's going to not just affect one part of the body. It's not going to just affect one disease. It's going to affect your whole body. Your sugar comes down. Your blood pressure comes down. Your weight comes down. Your energy increases. You sleep better. You look better. All of that happens when you put it in place. Very proud of you, man.
And then you feel better.
And you feel better.
Yeah, and you think better.
And you think better, and you can then tell somebody else, I didn't believe. Now I believe. Thank you so much.
God bless you. Have a wonderful day.
You do the same.
Thank you, man.
Brother Frank, any parting words, my brother?
Yeah. Thank you, Barry. Thank you, Doc. This has been a fantastic session, broadcast. If you want to get in contact with my doctor, call 202-388-0992, Tuesdays through Thursdays, 10 to 5. That's 202-388-0992. He's a holistic doctor, and his name is Dr. Theodore Watkins. You can also get in touch or make an appointment, www.twiliving.com. That's www.twi for the Watkins Institute, living, not dead, .com, twiliving.com. We want to thank Kalia Chapman, super engineer. Miyuki Williams, acting general manager, Katia Stitt, program director, and all the WPFW staff, programmers, volunteers, and loyal listeners. That's you all. Thank you, Joni Eisenberg, for making DC healthy. We thank you, Maka B and Oladari, for your musical contributions. Stay tuned to WPFW Jazz and Justice Radio. Next up is African Deep Thought with Brother Kaba. Listen in next Monday at 2 p.m. for another life-saving, life-changing broadcast of To Your Health with Dr. Theodore Watkins and myself.
Very wide variety. Listen to Maccabee. Yo, how when me eat them, I wonder when me eat. When me tell him, say me no eat no fish, nah, no meat now. How when me eat them, I wonder when me yum. When me tell him, say that I'm a vegan, man. How when me eat them, I wonder when me eat. When me tell him, say me no eat no fish, nah, no meat now. How when me eat them, I wonder when me yum. When me tell him, say that I'm a vegan. When me no eat no meat, no fish, no cheese, nah, no egg. Nothing with no foot, no eye, no wing, nah, no head. Nothing with no lip, no ears, no tongue. On the leg, prefer fruit and vegetables instead. Me careful and me choose about what I'm eating. Me medicine, me food is me medicine. When me tell people that me not eat them, they think. They look at me and scratch them chin and start wondering. How when me eat them, I wonder when me eat. When me tell them, say me no eat no fish, nah, no meat now. How when me eat them, I wonder when me yum. When me tell them, say that I'm a vegan. How when me eat them, I wonder when me eat. When me tell them, say me no eat no fish, nah, no meat now. How when me eat. Them I wonder where me eat. You wanna hear what me eat? Yo, I eat calaloo, aki, sweet potato, yam, banana, and tomato, cabbage, spinach, avocado, chocho, butter, bean, and cocoa, courgette, millet, plantain, rice and peas and pumpkin, mango, dates and guava, chickpeas and cassava, Brussels sprouts and cauliflower, onion, fennel and cucumber, plum, pear and papaya, aubergine and saya, lime, lentils and quinoa, oatmeal bread and oatmeal flour, watercress and okra, tofu and sweet pepper, couscous and carrot, broccoli and coconut, peaches, apples, apricot, red fruit, jackfruit, sour, sap, pistachio, cashews and almonds, walnut, peanut, also pecan, sesame seeds, sunflower, lemon, orange, pineapple and melon, bogo, wheat and garlic, kiwi, corn and turnip, pacho and pomegranate, hijiki and rocket berries, cherries and strawberries, peach, grapefruit and celery. You see the meat's not necessary. We tell them, say, how when me eat them, I wonder when me eat. When me tell them, say, me no eat no fish, nah, no meat now. How when me eat them, I wonder when me yum. When me tell them, say that I'm a vegan, man. How when me eat them, I wonder when me eat. When me tell them, say, me no eat no fish.
WPFW presents Democracy Now!'s coverage of the Republican National Convention, Monday, July 15th through Friday, July 19th at 11 a.m. It is your support that makes this possible. WPFW, building a better world, one broadcast at a time.
The Institute for Policy Studies, the Wallace Global Fund, and The Nation invite you to their first annual Henry A. Wallace Symposium, Countering American Fascism, Lessons from Organizing in the U.S. Heartland, on Monday, July 22nd from 6:30 to 8 p.m. Speakers include National Affairs Correspondent for The Nation, John Nichols, Salma Arias of People's Action, and IPS Executive Director Tope Falerin. That's Countering American Fascism, Lessons from Organizing in the U.S. Heartland, Monday, July 22nd, 6:30 to 8 p.m. at the 14th and V Streets Busboys and Poets. More information and how to RSVP can be found online, ips-dc.org/events/Countering American Fascism. WPFW, your station for jazz and justice, building a better world, one broadcast at a time.
Good afternoon. For WPFW Washington and WBAI New York, I'm Darnia Samuels. Here's some headlines for this hour. In August of 2022, the FBI executed a search warrant at Donald Trump's Mar-a-Lago resort in Palm Beach, Florida, to investigate the handling of presidential documents, including classified documents that may have been brought there. In total, 15 boxes of documents that were found contained 184 documents with classified markings. Today, however, U.S. District Judge Eileen M. Cannon dismissed the classified documents case against the former president. The federal judge said the appointment of special counsel Jack Smith to oversee the case violated the Constitution. That judgment harmonizes with Trump's defense lawyers, who asserted that Jack Smith was illegally given the position because he was not confirmed by Congress and his office was improperly funded by the Justice Department, according to them. Responding to his case dismissal today, former President Trump said this, quote, should be just the first step, and then he called for the other criminal cases against him to be dismissed as well. The FBI is still trying to determine the motive behind the assassination attempt on former President Trump, which took place over the weekend at a rally of his in Pennsylvania. Secret Service agents killed the 20-year-old shooter shortly afterward. Two rally attendees are in critical condition, while another attendee, 50-year-old Corey Kemperator, a volunteer firefighter, was killed while trying to protect his family from the gunfire. Since the assassination attempt, former First Lady Melania Trump released a statement expressing her emotions after the incident. And prior to that, President Joe Biden addressed the incident, condemning such violence.
The bottom line is that the Trump rally was a rally that he should have been able to be conducted peacefully without any problem. But the idea that there's political violence or violence in America like this is just unheard of. It's just not appropriate. And everybody must condemn it. Everybody.
It's also been reported that both President Biden and First Lady Jill Biden spoke on the phone with Donald and Melania Trump after the shooting incident. To your local news, New York City, New Jersey, and the entire tri-state area has been placed under a heat advisory through Wednesday, with excessive heat warnings posted for parts of Central and South Jersey. The excessive heat and humidity will make it feel like it's between 95 and 110 degrees. These temperatures are a concern because heat can be deadly. In fact, it's the number one weather-related killer in the United States, taking more than 1,000 lives every year. In addition to the heat in the tri-state area, a few storms cannot be ruled out for this afternoon and evening, according to some meteorologists. Those storms are predicted to be strong. The main concern with those storms will be downpours, localized flooding, damaging winds, and even some hail. To the D.C. area, an excessive heat warning is currently in effect for the entire D.C. region. It began at 11 a.m. this morning and runs until 8 p.m. tonight. Today's warning is, quote, for dangerously hot conditions with heat index values around 110 degrees expected. Amidst the heat, thunderstorms are expected in the early part of this week. In addition, tomorrow's excessive heat watch is for the same conditions, with heat index values up to 110 degrees possible. Much of the D.C. area is also under a code orange air quality alert today, meaning it is possibly unhealthy for certain sensitive groups, such as children, the elderly, or those suffering from heart disease, asthma, or other lung disease.